Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I still have a lot to get to. I still have to give you a little preview of what's all coming with the old climate change stuff. It's actually from the Dutch, so it's not that important. But no, I'm kidding. It's coming here for America. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get to your calls back in a second. 877-377-4373. Do need to remind everybody. It's my fault for being lax and not doing the reminders, so I need to remind people, right? People don't know if you don't tell them. You see, other people, most of them, well, lots of the guys I know who do radio shows, they're good people, right? They're very good people. I am not. Part of not being a good person is this. No small talk on my show. Do not thank me for the call. I'm not going to thank you for calling. You don't have to say first time, long time. In fact, when I'm done with the conversation, I'm just going to hang up the phone, get to the point, get to it very, very quickly. All right? Very, very quickly. Just know you were just the time bomb is ticking down the second you start talking. The hook comes fast. And remember, if that offends you, that's fine. Doesn't matter either. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know why? You know why? Because most people, when they call into a radio show, whether it's nerves or otherwise, they sound like Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman trying to give a 45-second speech today.
Stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in Jersey, in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here, and when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away, Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend, and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I know that's not right. I'm sorry. Look, we didn't edit that. I want you to know that wasn't a Chris edit. That's what he sounded like today. Doing well. He sounds good. Good job, John. 877-377-4373. I've asked this question about Joe Biden. I think it's fair to ask this about Fetterman. I know, like I said, I know he has a wife and family. You going to step in here? How important is it to have your husband be a senator? Your son be a senator? You know, you need rest and care, right? He needs care. He's got to rehabilitate if he even can at all. Strokes are real things, right? I've had people in my life fall over and never get back up again, period, from them. Strokes are real. You just had one. You can't talk anymore now. You think maybe you should get some help or something? Maybe back off the campaign? Oh, well, you know, I don't want to sound like an old fuddy-duddy. Peter, Connecticut, go.
Jesse, two things. First, I want to mention Barr, then I want to talk about my first Trump rally. First, Barr, all I remember is he said, the law is the law. And he said, mail-in ballots are a real problem for fraud. Then he did a 180 after Trump was gone. As far as the my first Trump rally, I was overwhelmed. I've watched numerous ones on TV.
I want to encourage people to go to Trump rallies. And you know, I actually want everyone to get in the race and run in the primary, in the GOP primary. I want everyone to run. I want Heavy D to run. I want them all to run. I want the best man to win. I'm not sitting here waving MAGA pom-poms. I like Trump, but I'm not waving MAGA pom-poms. You should still go to a Trump rally if you have an opportunity, and here's why. I've gone to one. Now, you know I'm not huge on parties and things like that. I enjoy friends and family. I enjoy neighbors, but I'm one of those people. It's just who I am. When I get around a gigantic crowd, I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a blast, but the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, and once it hits, I'm going to be on empty, and I'm going to go. I'm just going to leave. You'll look around, and I'll be gone. It's not you. Trust me. It's me. So I don't go to big events. I certainly don't go to big campaign rallies, but Trump came here to Houston and spoke at one, and me and my mentor, Michael Berry, and a couple others, we scored some sweet tickets. There are advantages to this job, by the way. Scored some sweet tickets. We went up to the Trump rally. Felt like a big shot. Oh, get this. So Michael Berry, he knew the then chief of police, And this is when I was doing, remember, I've only been doing radio 4 years. I had a local show at the time on the great 950 KPRC in Houston, but it was just a smaller local show, a very, very small show. But I walk up with Michael Berry, and because he knows all these cops and the chief of police, we get a special escort past the line, Chris. And I want you to know, I made sure I looked down on everyone when I was walking by. No, seriously, we go to the Trump rally. It was, look, he thrives in that scenario. There are some people who clearly feed off a crowd. Trump feeds off a crowd. He does that very well. Donald Trump should live at rallies. That's where he should campaign. Some guys shouldn't have rallies. Like Joe Biden, no rallies, Joe. Just go hide in the basement. Trump should have rallies. It made me feel not alone. It made me feel, not only are you surrounded, it's a fun environment. It's like a rock concert, but it made me feel not alone. You must go to things, whether it's Trump rallies or this big conservative, you know, summit, or that big conservative summit, or whatever, a gun rights convention. Go to things that make you feel not alone. It's easy now to get down. It's easy. Go to things that make you feel not alone. Kenny and Yonkers, go.
Yes, sir. This is the first time I've heard you, and I disagree because I'm a moderate Republican, and I speak the truth, and I weigh all of the evidence from both sides. Barr is an intellectual. He's a lawyer, criminal lawyer. He was the attorney general selected by Trump. Anytime somebody goes against Trump, you and every Republican who is supportive of Trump will say he's knifing him in the back. He's speaking the truth, and he should go to jail. Just like I criticized Biden for not condemning the violence during the summer of 2020 when he should have opened his mouth, and he didn't, I am opening up my mouth to support Barr.
Okay. All right, Kenny, hold on. Switch to decaf for me for a moment. You say Trump should go to jail. Why?
Yes,
why?
He had
No, hold on. I should be specific, Kenny, or you're getting the hook. You said he should go to jail. That's quite a claim. Why? Give me the reason.
Let me answer, please. Okay? He had documents that were classified that he is...
That's how I know you're stupid. I'm going to say this again, and there's no way I can say this any clearer. Please hear me, everybody. I'm not worried about Kenny. He's lost. He's not a moderate Republican. He's a Democrat. He's lost. When you are president of the United States of America, you are the chief executive. There are different levels of classification that go on in the government. You know, top secret, all these. There are different levels of classification. But hear me out. Kenny and everyone else underneath the sun, when you are president of the United States, you are the most highly classified human being in the country. There are no secrets out there that you are not privy to. You are privy to more than anyone else is privy to. And as president of the United States of America, you can look at anything, no matter the level of classification. You can look at anything and say, boop, not classified anymore. It's not humanly possible for Donald Trump to have classified documents in his hands, because just by having them in his hands, Donald Trump could have looked at them on the way out of the White House and said, these folders, just declassified all of them. And all of a sudden, they're not classified anymore. Trump has done this thing to people. And it's so bizarre, which I find it so easy to... There are certainly legitimate criticisms you can levy at Trump. I've done it before several times. There are wonderful things to say about him, bad things to say about him. You should never worship Donald Trump. You should never let him taint your view of everything political, that everything he does is wrong. But there's something about him that has created an odd level of derangement in people. I will never get it at all. Joe, Florida, go.
I called the city of Boise. I left a message on their nightline of protest and disgust. I told them they are guilty of child abuse. They will never live this down, and they will never be able to hold their heads up high again.
My man. My man, Joe in Florida. We put out the call to action earlier. Go get on the phones. Let them know what you think about child drag show stuff you delivered. That's my man, Joe. All right. Get back to more of these in a second. I do have to talk about the Dutch. That'll be painful. Quit, Chris. It's fine. We can make jokes. Hey, before everything collapses, because the Dutch just banned meat. Well, a city just banned meat. Oh, Chris. It's coming. The Dutch just banned meat. Why don't you go ahead and get on the phone? Actually, just get online and go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. What you're going to see there, we have partnered with My Patriot Supply. When I say partnered, they've basically done all the work and allowed me to put my name on it. They do emergency three-month food kits. They've been doing it for a long time. I don't even want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look at the ratings and reviews they have. You want to talk about professional. It'll ship to you fast. It ships to you free. It ships to you unmarked. You need a three-month food kit for every person who lives in your home. If it's just you, just get one. You don't have to go crazy, right? But if there's four of you, get four of them. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com gets you $250 off. So go to that link. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, make sure you remember to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. That is critically important, Chris. Don't discount that.
Tardes.
Buenas tardes to you if you don't like it. And one more thing, Chris. Stop rolling your eyes when I'm oblong with the Mexican cleaning lady that comes in here. You think, I am oblong with her. I said, hola, and she said, hola, and I said, ¿cómo estás? And she said something I couldn't quite catch, and I was like, oh, sí, and I don't need your eye rolls. You think she can't tell how jealous you are that we can oblong? You can't. It's pathetic. Your jealousy's coming through. Headline, Dutch city becomes the world's first to ban meat adverts in public. I only bring this up not because I think you give a crap about this Dutch city, which is oddly named Harlem, although looks a little bit cleaner than our Harlem. But anyway, I doubt you care about this city at all, but you should understand that that is the future. I've been trying to keep track of it throughout the show. California has different alert levels when it comes to power, all right? Different alert levels. They are currently raising their alert levels, and their governor, that useless piece of crap, Gavin Newsom, is putting out videos pleading with people to stop using power. Turn down your AC, turn off the lights. They're actually telling people not to plug in their electric cars. This is not some distant future I'm telling you about. This is now. And not only is it now, it's now in the wealthiest state by a mile. Again, California, they sit on top of more energy than, well, more than enough energy. I said to power America, please understand that I was really, really, really underselling it. California has enough power to power the Western Hemisphere, probably. And gigantic barges full of oil, gigantic tankers full of oil, are, as we speak, still leaving California ports, heading for places like Asia. And Californians, who should be first, right? The lights are all going out. And Washington, D.C., they're not sitting there watching this happen in horror and trying to prevent this coming horror for all of us. They're sitting there. To their credit, they're being very honest about it. And they're saying, yeah, that sounds like exactly what we want for you.
Do you think what California is doing could or should be a national model?
Could be. I mean, I know every state is different, and you always have to respect what the states are doing. But I do think that once people, I mean, California has gotten more used to electric vehicles, and we have to bring down the price of electric vehicles so that everybody can access them. And this is why it's great that there's a $4,000 tax credit, for example, on used electric vehicles that has just been adopted through the Inflation Reduction Act.
Their plans for California are their plans for you. What's happening to the Dutch right now shutting down 30% of their farming, starting to ban meat. That's their plan for you. Do you think it's an accident? I know you've already seen this. We've talked about it before. I know you can see it. It's just very frustrating to people who can't see it. Have you noticed how many new articles and celebrity advertisements there are out there about why you should eat bugs and cockroaches? And how much healthier? Did you know that roach burgers are delicious? Why do you think that is? They're telling you their plans. They're prepping the ground right now. They're what we call prepping the ground. You know World War One? We've talked about World War One a whole bunch. Chris was actually just talking about No Man's Land, and he was watching a show that depicted it. But prepping the ground. You know, before they would do those ridiculous suicidal charges against the machine gun nests and the trenches and the barbed wire, they would do the best they could to prep the ground. They would just sit and lob artillery shell after artillery shell after artillery shell there, hoping to blow out that barbed wire. Never worked. Hoping to give the guys they were shooting at PTSD. That did work a lot. Hoping to prep the ground, just getting you softened up. Right now, they're softening you up. Hey, you know what would be really cool? You eating roach burgers, man. That'd be cool instead of meat. Oh, hey, look. It's a Beyond Meat section in the grocery store. Isn't that cool? Look how good the snazzy it is. Oh, look. It's an actress. Nicole Kidman's eating a bug burger. Man, that'd be cool if you did it too. You and Nicole being the same. They're prepping the ground. Prepping the ground until there's no more meat left. No more meat left. All right, let's make these fast. Really, really fast. Really, really fast. Darren, Mississippi, go. I didn't click the button. That's not your fault. Darren, try this again. Go.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that you should put out to the guests you had, Jolene, and the plumber, that when they get all the way to the Supreme Court, which they probably will, turn around and ask for damages of tens of trillions of dollars.
Oh, they should. They should. Leonardo, New York, go.
Buenas tardes, Jesse. About that
Buenas tardes
bar, you know that I'm here to encourage and help people, so I wanted to encourage Bill, if you're listening, please eat more high cholesterol fattening foods. Keep.
That's not very nice, Leonardo. That's not very nice. Gosh. Dear schizophrenic oracle. Well, what's that supposed to mean, Chris? Am I schizophrenic? I'm starting to... this explains it. I'm starting to suspect that Chris might not actually be a real person. Maybe Chris is more like your inner thoughts personified. Can we maybe hear Chris say just a few words to ease our minds? I know I'm not alone. Say my name. Okay, we get a lot of these emails. Chris isn't real. Jesse, Chris isn't real. Chris, you've made this... Or Jesse, you've made this up. Chris is... Okay, let's do this one more time, once and for all. Chris, would you please speak on air so everyone can hear you? See? Told you it was real. When your tank is close at the E party, or close to E at the party, it's easy for me to read. I sound like John Fetterman. Anyway, I was talking about my tank being on E at parties. She says, go to the bathroom and read on your phone or something. Run the fan. And nobody will bug you for several minutes. It's great. She signs it, fellow empty human being. You know, I don't think that would work with me at a party. You know what? I know it wouldn't work with me at a party. One, I don't want to go to the restroom everyone else has been peeing and crapping in. Two, I'm worried there'll be somebody waiting outside. And if they're waiting outside, then they'll, what, Chris? It's not that I'm worried about being long poop guy. I'm worried about being stuck one-on-one now. It's bad enough in a group. If somebody sees me one-on-one, what if they just pounce? Hey, Jesse, did you see what Joe Biden said? It'd be horrible. All right, we're not done. Hang on. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all
the time. The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's sometimes hard to be friends with rich people. And there's an article. No, here, let me hear you. Here, we'll get back to the politics in a minute. There's an article out. Who wrote this crap, Chris? Huffington Post or something like that? Oh, they suck. So they don't give them any clicks. But how to not be a bad friend in a rich-poor friendship. I have found this over my 41 years on this earth. And I know it's not popular, but it's still true. And if you don't admit it, you're a liar. It is hard to be friends. I mean, I'm talking close friends here with someone outside of your socioeconomic level. Someone who makes way more than you do or way less than you do. And here's what I mean by this. I've experienced this. When I was a kid, I think I was 17 or 18. 18, because I just graduated high school. And I wasn't starving, right? My folks always provided. But I was certainly not doing well. Definitely didn't have money to blow. I was living the poor life, right? Poor college kid life. Didn't have any money. I went without eating for a day. It's Waco. Sometimes one of my buddies, I don't want to get too specific here. His family came into a boatload of money. We'd been so close our whole time, and his family came into a boatload of, I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Oh, it's a lawsuit settlement thing. Don't worry about it, Chris. I'll give you the story another time. Millions of dollars. And overnight, things changed for them, which is good. By the way, I'm not complaining. We weren't jealous then or anything like that. It was all good. And it's not that he changed. Not really that he changed. Yeah, his crappy truck turned into a brand new truck that was really nice. And he certainly dressed a lot better than the rest of us did. But he was still the same dude. So I'm not putting this on the rich guy. It's not on the poor guy either. He, all of a sudden, had access. Remember, that's what wealth really buys you. Access. It doesn't buy you any happiness. All these rich people are miserable. Buys you access. Access to what? Everything. Better cars, better clothes, prettier girls, better steaks, private planes, better hotels. They fly first class. They've just better health care, better everything. You have access to better things. Well, here's the thing. If you're super wealthy or get rich, and all of a sudden you have access to all these things, you want to access them. I didn't have enough money to keep up. I didn't have any money. So it was not on him. He couldn't have been more generous. Couldn't have been more cool about it. He would come in to the dorm. I didn't room with the guy, but we were all friends. This is the year I failed out of college, by the way. He would come into the dorm, but we'd all be there. We'd all be hanging out somewhere. We'd be like, hey, steakhouse tonight. And I'm thinking, I'm going to stay in. I actually got the meal plan at the cafeteria. It's chicken finger night here, so I'm probably just going to stay in here. It's one of the things people don't talk about because it sounds weird. It's hard to be friends with somebody outside of your socioeconomic circles like me. I love Red Lobster, right? I don't know what, Chris. I don't know that I could be friends with somebody who couldn't afford an Admiral's Feast once a week because that's where I go. Don't dog the Admiral's Feast, Chris. That's where I go on Friday or Saturday nights to unwind. Little shrimp scampi, little Admiral's Feast, dip some cheddy biscuits in the scampi butter. If you can't afford that, it's not that we can't be friendly. I don't know that we'd be close. That's my point. That's my only point. Uh-oh, I'm about to get yelled at. Mike in Mississippi, go, boss.
You lying, symmetrically two-faced oracle. Where were you yesterday?
Warned you I was going to be gone yesterday. I warned everybody last week that I was going to be gone. I warned you I was going to be gone. Listen, the day I don't take off, that everyone else takes off, is Memorial Day, because I view that as a sacred day where we have to do a different show. In this business, radio and TV, it's hard to explain all the behind-the-scenes stuff, but I'll just explain it to you this way. Nobody listens on the holidays. No, I shouldn't say nobody. That's not fair, because Mike's going to call back in and chew me out for not being here. The number of listens, I don't know how many people listen in a given day. 5% of those people, 10% maybe, will listen on a holiday. When it's a holiday, you don't listen. Well, if you don't listen, I might as well not be here anyway. I'm not blaming, not pointing fingers. My goodness, if you have the day off, take the friggin' day off. But that's how it always, that's why Christmas time, all your favorite hosts on TV and radio will be gone. Why? I'll tell you why. 2 years ago, maybe, I had just gotten nationally syndicated from my local show. It was with a much smaller national syndication company, Key Networks. God bless them. I owe them the world. God bless them. Love them. They picked me up. Now, I was on in 10, 11 cities, something like that. And I was just got nationally syndicated, and I was blown away. I mean, who does that happen to? Never happens to anybody. How could this happen? Oh, my gosh, it's so exciting. And Christmas time came up, and I'm like, nah, I'm working through Christmas. And I talked to a couple of my buddies who do this, and they gave me kind of the polite, really? Oh, okay. And I didn't understand, and I'm thinking to myself, you idiots. Why wouldn't you work during Christmas? Christmas time finished, and you looked at all the numbers, all the download numbers and things like that. No one listens. Nobody. And I called one of them. Actually, I'll just go ahead and drop a dime on him. I called Buck, because Buck Sexton, Buck and me are boys. I called Buck, and I was like, yeah, I really probably should have listened to you about the whole Christmas thing. That wasn't smart. And Buck's so laid back and nice. He's much nicer than I am. He's like, well, I tried to tell you, buddy. Now you know. All right. Get to some emails here. Burger Master Jesse. I have a very important question about making the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers. Possibly the most important question that has been asked in the history of the show. Ooh. Do Velveeta singles count as American cheese for the purpose of making your burgers? I personally think they should, because Velveeta singles are basically the final form of American cheese. Says I can say his name is Paul. I struggle with this, and here's why. You know I'm a Velveeta fan, right? It's White Trash Jesse. I have Velveeta actually hidden in my home right now. What, Chris, you have to hide it when your wife turns into one of these health freaks. I had to hide regular peanut butter. She ended up finding it. She was on the super organic stuff, which for the most part is fine. She's trying to keep us healthy. I want good old-fashioned Jif peanut butter. I don't know. Don't ask me what's wrong with it, Chris. She goes into some kind of microcarbolites or some kind of crap. I don't know. You can't talk to these health freaks. It doesn't matter. So I couldn't take it anymore. I needed peanut butter. Peanut butter is life. I go and I get this jar of Jif peanut butter, and I bring it home, and I totally got this behind her back, like on the sly. And I bring it home. I don't know where to put it. Where do I keep it? Now, hear me out. Where do I keep it that she doesn't have access to? You say the top shelf. No, I know she's really short. She has all these different steps and stools because she's so short. Not safe at all on the top shelf. I thought, what if I keep it in my closet? She puts my clothes away. She does the laundry. What if I keep it here? What my best solution was probably keeping it in my midlife crisis car, but then it's never there when I wanted to make it. So I tried something. In hindsight, it actually was not a very good idea, but it made sense at the time. No, not the gun cabinet. She has all the codes for those. I tried hiding in plain sight. I went in the actual food pantry where we keep the food, and I put it in the food pantry, but not someplace visible, in a dark corner right by one of the baskets. She found it in like a day. Dang it! I miss peanut butter so much. 877-377-4373. I get to another email first, though. Jesse, I'm signing up for a monthly donation to T2T.org. I didn't forget about the guy's Velveeta question for those wondering. I'll answer it when I get back and get to the calls. I'm signing up for a monthly donation to T2T.org, and I want Jesse Kelly to know that it's because of him. I'm 65, with most family members passed away and not many veterans in recent family history. My ancestor was Christopher Gadsden. Oh, that's cool, as in the Gadsden flag. And I have many ancestors who died in both the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, as well as World War II. Jesse, not only do you keep me company on lonely Friday evenings, but you have the balls to speak the truth. I appreciate your service and dedication and love for the country that I love. Dude, if you're donating to Tunnel to Towers, you're doing something a lot better than I do on the radio every night. Tunnel to Towers, remember, they take care of widows and orphans. They take care of widows and orphans. Gold Star families, they're paying their mortgages. They're building Gold Star Widows, an entire community in Florida. And they actually put the money where they tell you it goes. Go to T2T.org. They ask us for $11 a month. Just sign up for a recurring donation. T2T.org.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do you see this? Corinne Diversity hire. She's still getting pressed about some things, and, well, she's struggling.
So you've heard us say this, that what we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, the shutdown, the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
Nordstrom. Oh, Corinne. Is she talking about Nord Stream? I think that's probably where she's going. But hey, look, I know I played it earlier. I'm going to play it again. The Democratic nominee to be the next United States Senator from the great state of Pennsylvania is John Fetterman. The polls are neck and neck. Let's hear from John Fetterman. This is unedited, I swear. Chris, it's not working. Chris, play the
Please understand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey. And I can champion the union way of life in Jersey, in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away, Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you.
That was tough to listen to. One last thing on the Velveeta. Is Velveeta acceptable on a Jesse Kelly burger, Velveeta slices? The answer is yes. You know, I make the best cheeseburgers in the history of the world. And what, Chris? Anyway, I make the best cheeseburgers in the history of the world, and the reason I make them is practice. And part of that practice was this. You remember I've told you about how I was living alone when I got out of the Marines and just not doing that great. Well, I dedicated myself then to making the greatest cheeseburger in the history of mankind. And I knew I'd pull it off, Chris. I'm not surprised about that. But it took time. I even tried making them on the grill like some kind of peasant. Look, it took a lot of time. One of the things I've done is I used to take not Velveeta slices. I used to take a block of Velveeta and I would carve off a chunk. I mean an inch thick chunk of Velveeta and try to melt it on top. I'll say in hindsight that did not ever work out. What, Chris? What's my favorite brand of laxative? You know what, Chris? We don't have to discuss gross things on the show. We still have to get to headlines I didn't get to and all kinds of things. I do want to address something really quickly here. The White House official They're claiming Biden's speech on Trump supporters was about optimism. Just keep in mind, that's not a typo. They are pretty optimistic about sending the military and the administrative state to your home to crush you. Now, before I get to headlines I didn't get to, I want to do two things. One, I want to read this drunk email. Now, I didn't write it. And the reason I know he was drunk is, well, there's zero capitalization. There's no punctuation whatsoever. I'm going to read it for you, and it's one gigantic sentence. One, because the guy actually makes some solid points. And two, I think it's hilarious how many people sit around at home and get just blasted and still listen to and email the show. I love that. That's great. You know what, Chris? If you can't entertain a man when he's had one too many, then you can't entertain a man. I'm not even going to go over the misspellings. I just love this whole thing so much. We may have to frame this. All right, here we go. No capitalization, no punctuation. So you're getting it just like I read it. All right. Dear Oracle, I completely understand why you end your show using the words of Patton. He was the only general at the time who truly understood the threat of freedom was communism. He sympathized with Germans being just what they had to do, was being a Nazi to survive after the war. He was aware and disgusted by the communist sympathizers who disregarded the rape and murder of German women who were innocent. The German high command were evil, but the soldiers were professional and way better soldiers than the rapist, uneducated, communist, card-carrying cowards who only fought cause Stalin would kill them and their families if they didn't push forward. I say the German... I'm not kidding. There's not been a period or anything like that. I say the Germans were honorable. I don't know about that. And they fought for their country and not a political ideology, which is more evil than loving your country. I'm rambling on because I've been drinking, but I love my country and have discussed for both my political parties, one communist and one cowardly, and sold out a civil or world war will probably be the only thing to correct this path we're on. I relate to you like a brother, and wars aren't run by weapons or won by men. Quote General Patton. Chris, that was a lot. I've got to be honest with you. I never actually dug in and unpacked a lot of that. Some of it, I'm not sure about some of those things. But I respect the drunken effort, my friend.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Jennifer Lawrence distanced herself from family due to politics. I only bring this up not because I expect you to give a crap about some dumb actress, because I know from my emails that many of you have experienced something like that in the past 2 years, especially because of COVID. I want you to know, I know that hurts. I'm not dismissing it or discounting it at all. Understand, they're religious zealots. That could even be your brother or mother or daughter or son. It sucks to lose somebody you love who should be there for you to a religion. Nevertheless, you did. Just know that that's very, very common. These people are psychopaths. Liz Warren demands credit card companies move to stop mass shootings. She was calling on Visa, MasterCard, American Express you know where this is going. They're going to continue to seize control of the various levels of financial institutions. Have you seized any gold coins from Oxford Gold Group yet? You know they're not going to stop where they are. You know Chase Bank and others have already cut off the bank accounts from people on the right. Where do you think this is going? This is going to a very dark place. Do you have gold coins in your hands that will allow you to purchase goods and services you and your family need to survive? Hopefully that day never comes. Hopefully that's doomsday mumbo jumbo and it never comes. But if it does come, do you have gold from Oxford Gold Group? If you call 833-995-GOLD and tell Oxford Jesse told you to call, they will mail gold to your front door. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. If you never have to use it, and gosh, that would be sweet if you never did, pass it down to your kids. If they never use it, they'll pass it down to theirs. That gold you buy today might save the life of your grandson. 833-995-GOLD. Back to the headlines. Sex workers say Wells Fargo shut down their bank accounts, quote, destroying our livelihoods. Well, why in the world? I got to be honest. I had no idea Kamala banked at Wells Fargo. Union takes credit for Biden for giving unlimited student loans for teachers. One teacher wrote off $450,000 in obligations. Quick reminder, the Democrats take power. They spend every waking minute doing two things, rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. When Republicans take power, they spend every single waking minute apologizing for you to your enemies. Ah, these crazy wing nuts in our base. These guys, they probably think the elections aren't legit. What rubes? I'll be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. Remember what I said. Keep going. Just one more day. That's all I asked for. One more day. Keep on marching, all right? That's all.